Welcome to Loving Yourselves Completely, and that's exactly what you should be doing on this week's episode. It is not our sex episode because my episode got deleted, okay? That's
fun of the story. Like, just, and I can't express my frustration. And even recording this episode, so I always do my intros to the episode last so I can make sure that what I'm telling you guys is exactly what we're talking about, all the things. So even now talking, I still am trying to figure out how to get this episode out there without deleting it and starting it over because I'm not sure what's going on. My program and system is all updated. Everything is recorded. Everything is stored. Everything is edited. Everything has their music locations where it's supposed to be. Everything is ready, except everything won't let me put it together. If you know, I don't know if you know what I mean, but there's different segments to different episodes. Every time my episode pauses or changes or the music ends and starts again, that's a new segment. And I can't seem to tie them together. It's not letting me. I can hit every single button except for save for some reason. So I'm trying it on phones and laptops and I'm trying to get it together. Even on my phone, there was an update on it a couple days ago. So I'm wondering if the update had a little bug to it. I'm going to try to get this episode out to you guys. I apologize. This is never my intention. I never want to not have an episode out. So if there's ever weeks that I don't, I'm not doing no happy dance over here, okay? And I know you guys are waiting patiently. Like I said, even last week's episode, I had it all recorded and ready. It was imported into the library, and then not understanding how that worked, it got deleted by me. I know, don't you hate yourself when you do it to yourself? I'm my own victim, speaking of this week's episode. Anyways, I'm not going to let it ruin that episode. I will re-record it. In time, I will re-record that episode because the pure frustration I have from talking about it and doing all these questions again, when I was so happy with the results from the first time doing it, I will get back to it. But anyways, so that's how time change is treating me. I think it has melted half of my brain for just a little bit. I think it'll maybe grow back. Is that what we do it for, maybe? Anyways, I hope you're all having an amazing week. My week has been interesting. Last week definitely was interesting. You know, our week was full of 2-hour delays. I had a sick kid at home. Then I was sick. And I swear from like October to March, our entire family just takes turns being sick once you're in school. And even with going to work. And my husband goes to about 40 or 50 different businesses a day. So he brings things home or whatever. And I always tell him, I'm like, it's not me, you guys, because I pretty much work from home. And if I'm ever out with people, I don't have to touch them. So it's never me. I always blame everybody else. And you know what's the worst part? Is I'm the one who has to take care of everybody. So it's kind of a bummer. And I wish I was the culprit because at least it would explain why I have to do all the hard work. I'm just kidding. So yeah, this week has been crazy, and you know, my son, he has a bunch of stuff going on at school, and just, you know, those fun things that start getting going before the holidays, which I always love, but our holidays are very hectic. You know, my birthday is about 3 weeks before Christmas, so it's right around Thanksgiving, and then my son's birthday is about 9 days before Christmas. And then my husband's birthday is 2 days after Christmas. So between my stuff and then my son's birthday and then Christmas and parties and my husband's birthday and parties and all these things, I try to get super prepared. And I am an over planner. So of course, like, I have all of our Christmas stuff already ready. Like, it is ready to be bought. Like, all I have to do is push a button and it's ready. But me being me, I'm waiting for like awesome sales. I'm like, oh, Black Friday and ooh, you know, Cyber Monday and all the things. And then I'm like, oh, will it be gone though? So I've been slowly ordering things and I'm already getting my closet stash place ready. And my husband is like, are you kidding me right now? Is there really Christmas stuff in here right now? I'm like, listen, it was on a deal and you don't understand. Amazon told me there was only 2 left. Like, he's like, do you believe that? I'm like, no, not at all. But they totally got me. So it has just been a crazy couple of weeks. Super busy.
And so yes, I've been missing you guys. And I think about, you know, every single day, I'm always going through, oh my gosh, I'm standing in my kitchen and I see like 5 deer, and it is the biggest buck I've ever seen. Now, we don't hunt on our land. I know, don't judge me. No judgments. That's part of this episode. If I knew more about it, maybe I would, but I like feeding them. I feed them a lot of apples, so I think that's illegal to feed them and shoot them. So there you go. That's why I can't do it. Anyways, they're so beautiful. So what was I saying? That totally threw me off. So yeah, so this week has just been hectic and going through everything that we've had going on, and I completely forgot what I was saying. I'm going to listen back to this segment and be like, oh yeah, yeah, I totally never brought that up again. So anyways, and today, so yesterday was like 70 degrees. Today it's like 40, and I am adjusting to that and all the things. You guys, I've just had all the things going on. And I'm sure you guys have too. I feel like, you know, I don't know if you guys feel like this, but when you're going through like hectic times in your daily life or schedule and there's just so much going on, like sometimes I feel like it's not just me. I'm like, no way it's just me. Like there's no way this can just be me going through this. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody has to be going through it. Like I'm not special enough to just go through this on my own. So that's kind of what this week's episode is about, of just... you are not alone, but also like just affirm, stop thinking you're alone and making sure that you are aware of your choices, of the people you allow in your life, all the things. So, all right, let's get into the episode that I'm not even sure is going to be released. I mean, have you become your own worst enemy when it comes to just life? Are you the one in your head that tells yourself you can't do something, or this is how it's going to be forever? This is my life now. I'm who I am. Things aren't going to change. Is it the pity party constantly over and over again, day after day, keeping you from being the best version of yourself? Because let me tell you, you are not alone. If you're going check, 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 and check on all those boxes, and you think to yourself, why do I do this? You're not by yourself on it. I love how, you know, we all think that we're so individual in our problems, that we're so, you know, over the top and dramatic, and all of our things are our own, when in reality, so many other people do and think the same way as us. They think they're failing. They think they're missing something. They think everybody else has the secret except me. What's wrong with me? Why can't I have the secret? Are you going to tell me the secret? I think maybe if I become friends with this person, will they tell me the secret? And then you get to know them and you realize, huh, we have the same problems. We have the same issues. We have the same thoughts every day. So it's not just me, it's them too. Let me move on and find somebody else. And you know what? Guess what? When you get to know the next person, they do it as well. So when you look at the big picture, people along the way may be better than others in values that they place in your life and priorities that they have in your life, and just being genuinely good people that fit in your expectations of living. But that doesn't hold them to a higher standard to not go through the same problems. Just because they're good people doesn't mean that they don't have issues. Just because they're positive and upbeat doesn't mean they don't have negative thoughts. Just because they look like a picture-perfect family on the outside doesn't mean that they don't have their struggles or arguments or money issues. It doesn't mean these things. What it means is we're all human, and stop thinking that you're your own worst enemy and you're the only one out there. We all are. But that's when you can also look in the mirror and go, but I'm going to be my superhero as well, and put on that cape and start thinking more positive and get back to reality and the fact that you are not the victim here. You're playing it, and you're playing it really fucking well, because that's what we're programmed to do. We're programmed to think when we're little that all these adults have it figured out. You look at people, you know, when you're 10 and you look at them in their 30s and 40s and you go, oh, they got it all figured out. They've got it all figured out. And you realize as you get older that they just became better at hiding it. They became better at thinking or telling people that they have the secret to life, that they're doing well, that their marriage is beautiful, that their children are straight A students, when no, Not always the case. And it may be the case. That may be honesty. But also at the same time, that didn't come without struggles, without late night staying up crying. That didn't come without, you know, talking to your partner about how to do better, be better, you know, and communicate better. That did not come without their own struggles in itself. If you look at somebody who's been married for 10, 15 years and you go, wow, they've always had such a good relationship. That's because they worked their asses off for it. That's because they took down all their walls and were willing to communicate with one another every single day. The uncomfortable, the nasty, the gruesome, the open honesty, the sometimes hurting each other's feelings, because that's what it takes to get there. That's what it takes to be somebody that you want to be, because you have to create the life around you the way you need it. And not everybody's going to cater to that. And not everybody's going to fit in that picture of what you need from people. But that's how you weed them out. I don't know about you guys, but I am a coffee fanatic. I love coffee, but I'm pretty basic with it. I don't do much creamer or sugar. I try to stay away from dairy, all the things. So I pretty much like my coffee, just black coffee, whether it's iced or warm. Javi Coffee Concentrate has been the best thing I've ever had. One teaspoon in a cup of ice or a cup of warm water, and there's your coffee. You don't have any machines, cords, plugs. It's eco-conscious, gluten-free, non-GMO, sugar-free, and dairy-free. One teaspoon. For under $25, we'll get you 30 servings. Think of all the money you will be saving. Get additional 20% off by using code SARA, S-A-R-A, 43934 to get 20% off. Go check out Javi Coffee today. Could you imagine just always being that person that comes to everybody with their problems? Okay, that's fine. Everybody has that person that they seem to have to help more than others, okay? And sometimes you're that person's light, and then other times for somebody else, you can be that person that always has the problems. There always is something going on in their life that they can't control. Also, welcome to the club on that, but it seems to be more dramatic than that. You know, there's always somebody that's out to get them. There's always something that went wrong. There's always something that threw off their whole day, threw off their whole week, and it has ruined their lives, and they'll never get past it. And the next day, it's forgotten about, and they have a new problem. What do we call those people? What do we call them? Self-sabotagers? Pity party? Victimizers? Humans? Like, what do you call them? Because in my eyes, I just think, man, you have a lot of negativity around you. What are you bringing into your life? What are you attracting? Who are you attracting? What choices have you made that lead you to constantly be on the defense in your everyday life? To constantly be one of those people that finds the negative in any situation. I had a friend, and we would go through, you know, the same things pretty much. Like, our lives were damn near identical, like in everyday situations. They were chaotic and hectic, and we'd, you know, have arguments with our husbands, and our kids would drive us crazy, and we were, you know, concerned about grades and about our kids being kind people. Like, we just had the same goals in life, but we also had the same struggles, and that was great. It was nice to have somebody that I could rip the Band-Aid off. I didn't have to sugarcoat anything because I knew she was going through it too. But yet, things that she would go through versus the same situation I would go through were so much more dramatic. You know, she'd say something and I'd go, in my mind, I was thinking, oh yeah, that happened to me. And I just, you know, thought about it differently. But this ruined her, you know. This situation, the same situation would destroy her. And I would think, okay, you know, so it's different. So people handle things differently. And we always think situations are handled the same, and they're just not. Somebody who loses somebody important, or somebody who loses that job offer, or somebody who doesn't pass that test on the first time, we don't all handle it the same, and that's okay. That's why we're individually unique people. That's what we're striving to be. That's 100% okay. But realizing that your energy is all about handling a situation, coming out the other side, and not making that situation a life choice. Not making it a lifestyle of this happened to me, so now every event after will be different. It will be not as happy, not as positive, not as exciting, not as anything, because this happened to me 10 years ago, because this happened to me last week. I will dictate now my entire life on this situation. This is who I am now. This is who I've become. This person hurt me, so guess what? I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to keep my walls up. I'm never going to be kind to you again. Why do we do that? Why do people do that? That's the question. We think if we protect ourselves enough, if we keep people at a safe enough distance, they can't hurt us. When in reality, they could be across the world. And if that person mattered to you, it's going to hurt. I talk about this all the time with my own family. I love them with all my heart, but I have to keep them at a distance. I get my feelings hurt way too easy. I'm sensitive. I try to be a positive, upbeat person. And when they're not reciprocating that to me, not to any fault of their own, I take it personal. So I have to distance myself. I can't have negativity. I can't have drama. I can't have gossip. It eats me alive at night. I don't like it. Okay? So I distance myself. But yet, if I hear about them hanging out or having a gathering or whatever, I still get sad. It still affects me the same because of who they are in my life. So no matter what you do, no matter how the situation hits you, it still can affect you the same way. But are you going to take those feelings and project them to the world as if you are the victim and nobody else has ever had these feelings? You are the only one that this has happened to. And guess what? You have to cater to me because look what happened to me. Stop doing that. Stop victimizing every situation you've ever been in as if nobody else has gone through it and that you are the special one and nobody else's feelings are validated. Unfair. Unfair. I have so many people in my life that are amazing and positive and wonderful. And then I have those select few that always have the same problems. I've known them for 15 plus years. And guess what? Their life and their choices and the people they surround themselves with, I could not talk to them for 5 years and I would know exactly what they're still doing. You know those people. You know those people that when you say, what have you been up to? And they rattle off a list, you go, oh, so the same. You've been up to the same. If somebody recognizes my life and my lifestyle from when I was, 25 years old, please slap me in the face and say, reality check, Sarah. It's time to grow up. It's time to be better. It's time to want better for yourself. Because I don't know what 20, 25-year-old has it all together. I don't know what person in their 30s or 40s has it all together. What I do know is you should be better. You should be better at handling situations. No. Are we ever going to figure out the secret to life? I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody does. But you get closer to the hints and the clues to where you can somewhat, almost somewhat, like a puzzle, see the pieces coming together and you can kind of make out a picture and you know what pieces are missing. You know what you want to work on. You know what colors to search for and what people you want in your life. So why are we not putting this together faster? Why are we not getting it together and going, okay, so I'm never going to be perfect. But could you imagine if every day we strived to be that, not in putting pressure on ourselves? Not in going, oh, if I don't meet this goal and expectation of myself, I'm a piece of shit. Not in that way, but going, oh my gosh, I have butterflies in my stomach from wanting to be my best self. You should be so excited every day to wake up and go, I want to think differently. I want to be different. I don't want to be like my family. I don't want to be like that self-sabotaging, negative Nancy friend that I have. I don't want somebody to recognize me in 10 years. I want that because guess what? We all can stand to be better. We all can stand to stop looking at our lives as if we're so different from one another. We all want the same things. What it boils down to is just wanting to be good people in a happy space and have people around us be kind. Okay. Does that matter what job you have? It can play a part, yeah. But does it matter your finances? Does it matter your beliefs, what you believe in? Are we pushing people away just because they think differently than us? You know, what happened to not talking about certain things because people get offended? Like, okay, religion and politics. Now there's podcasts on it. There's, you know, everybody, as soon as you meet them, so do you support this party or this party? You know, and then people dictate your part in their life. We are so easily put off by people these days that we completely isolate ourselves for a simple belief that somebody has. We go, I'm not speaking to you because I think what you believe is stupid. And people are that unkind about it. People are that vicious about it. If there's even a hint of what you believe on social media, oh, you're unfriended, you're trash, you're everything. And that's not just to do with, you know, politics or religion or whatever. That's to do with your thoughts on parenting. That's to do, do you homeschool? Oh my gosh, you piece of shit. You know, like, I've had so many negative people go on and on because I've wanted to homeschool my kid, okay? I've been wanting to do that for a while, and the thoughts are getting closer and closer. I keep him in school for the social aspect. He's an only child, okay? This is a quick example. The amount of negative things that were said to me as if I was the bottom of the bottom and, oh my gosh, and, you know, I won't be able to hang out with you anymore because your kid's going to be weird. Like, the nastiest things, as if it makes me less of a human because I made a different decision than you. Because I made a different decision. Beforehand, when my kid went to a private school, that was a bad decision too. And guess what? Now I put him in a public school. That's a bad decision too. Guess what? Everything you do is not going to make people happy. What is it that makes you happy anymore? What is it? Stop being so quick to judge other people's choices that you have painted yourself into a corner of being alone. That's okay to have small judgments on people. That's okay. We all do it. It's human. That's all right. Now, being unkind about it, that's where the line gets drawn. That's when people start cutting you out. That's when you make friends with people and you walk out of a room and you know you have now become the topic of a conversation, that's the kind of negative talk that I don't want to be around. Now, if your girlfriend makes a funny decision and you and your husband laugh about it and you go, oh my gosh, she did this, and you talk a little bit of shit about one of your friends, that's okay because you'd say it to their face. We all do it. That's just human life. That's conversation. And when you see them the next time, you go, oh, me and my husband laughed about you the other night because you did this. That's the small, funny stuff. Now, when you hurt somebody's feelings, that's when it's not okay. That's when it's not funny. Just because somebody has a different idea of how they want to spend their life, what they think, their thought process on why they think it, their own traumas that came behind it, doesn't mean that you get to be an asshole. End of story. How does their personal decisions in life affect your morning waking up? If it affects it, let them know. Okay? Because I highly doubt that their decisions are knocking on your window first thing when you wake up and here to ruin your life. I highly doubt it. Be better as people. We need to be better as people. Stop thinking that you are so high and mighty, so much better than everyone, that you and only you are going through this life in a hard way, in an easy way, in a right way. Nobody. I say this all the time. Who the fuck gave you a manual? Because I would like to read the directions and the rules. Why do you think your choice is right? Why do you think the way you raise your kids is better? Why do you think the way you have your marriage set up is better than mine? Why? Please show me the handbook, because if you got one, now that's a secret. That's a secret to us all, because I've never seen one. I've never read one. Nobody's ever quoted a chapter out of it. Why do you think you're so much better than everybody else? Get off your high horse. Stop being such a lonely person and such a miserable person because poor you. How sad of a life are we living that we can't look at people and go, you're just like me. You struggle like me. We have the same thoughts. You get sad on certain days and you clean your whole house inside and out the next. We all struggle. So why are we not screaming this at the top of the rooftops? I struggle too. It's okay. If I have a moment of reality check and I want to tell somebody I'm having a hard day, they look at me like I have three heads, as if my life is perfect. As if I've not had to fight, claw, tooth and nail every day to get to where I'm at. As if I've not ever struggled or cried myself to sleep or wondered where my next meal is coming from. I'm a human too. Everybody is. And whether you think the next person on your Facebook page or your social media feed, they've got it all together, because guess what? Their profile picture? It's of their family in a field with flowers. Wow. They really have their shit together, don't they? Stop judging. Stop thinking you're alone. You are not. I say this in the nicest way, and I know I have an attitude right now. I say it because I want you to hear it, because I don't want you to think you're alone. I don't want you to think that you don't deserve to be here because you haven't found the secret. There is no secret. The secret is people are really good at hiding that we're all the same, that we all have the same struggles. Whether we had them when we were 20, 30, 40, or 50, we've had them. We know how it feels. It's heartbreaking. It's hurtful. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget the struggles you came from. Stop thinking you are on top of the world when you came from the same place as me. We handle it differently, but we are still the same. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications for Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. And I hope you guys are really understanding where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from an unkind place. I'm not coming in here to attack somebody. But when I get emails or when I see things of people just feeling broken, people crying over family members or friends or their life choices or struggles, and they think that nobody else has had them. So then they think they can't talk to anybody. So then they isolate themselves. The depression sets in, the anxiety sets in. Maybe you become a little, obsessed with these negative thoughts about yourself. And maybe you feed them a little bit more every day because you actually are starting to believe them. You're actually believing that you are alone in this world, that nobody will understand, and that somebody out there is laughing at you because you haven't figured it out. The people who laugh are the ones who are crying the loudest, because nobody who has ever struggled would ever think what you were going through is something that you couldn't handle, is something that you couldn't come out of. And the people who laugh are the ones who have pushed those feelings aside and are refusing to become different than they were 10 years ago. If you are fighting to be better, even on your sad days, you are worth it. Okay? Continue to write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Go follow our new Instagram page. Okay? And I hope that this app, I don't know what's going on with it, but I'm maybe going to email. I'm not sure. Hopefully my episodes will come out next week. And we're all going through it. So really, you guys, have a wonderful weekend. And you're not alone. That's it. You are not alone. Don't act like you are. No pity parties. Okay? You're not alone. Reach out to somebody. Don't cut somebody off for small things. You don't need to find something wrong with somebody in order to be their friend, to be kind. Even if their life is night and day towards yours, are they a good person? Do they mean well? Don't ask certain questions that might steer your thoughts in a different way, just of what they think or what they believe in or what they've maybe grown up to be taught. That doesn't mean they're bad people. Stop asking those silly questions and look for their heart. Are they kind? Are they good to you? Do they think about your children? Do they reach out to you when you're sick? You know, look for those qualities. Stop asking people the questions that you look for the wrong answers for. Okay? Continue loving yourself completely. Love your neighbors completely. And have a great weekend. Bye.